What's up, everybody? Eric Kaiser, my spiritual awakening, also now known as the new you guru. Let's see if I can yank some of y'all out of your present situation. What happens in life as we're going through our process is, you know, we're created into who we are today by just simple thoughts and behaviors and, you know, things that we might think are true about who we are that maybe you really aren't, you know. If you could stop today and look at your life, maybe look in the mirror and see if you really identify with who you are. See if it's really where you thought you were going to be, right? Go back to your childhood. You know, when I was a kid, I thought I was going to be a baseball player. But as soon as I saw that go away, I had no vision of what I was going to do until I watched somebody tint a car. And, you know, I actually got my pickup truck done and my back glass is very simple, really flat black back glass window. And I took it to this guy who did it where we lived. And he literally did this in like 20 minutes. And I exchanged the money and I went, holy cow. Like, that's so, I can do that, right? So, my thoughts after that, and keep in mind, this is before the internet and free training of every type and sort, I just started thinking about it and doing it and practicing it and doing it. I never got trained, and you know what? I started tinting windows. So, that kind of taught me right there, you know, we could do anything we put our minds to. And then further on in my life, I have proven this claim 1,000 times by now. But, you know, when you're looking at yourself, you know, I always knew that I didn't just want to be a window tinter. I felt that deep down inside. I felt it in my soul. And there were times where we'd be getting hammered in my garage with, you know, whatever random girl I had at the time. And I would talk about the days of my 40s, in my 20s. And I would say that, you know, I kind of see myself quitting drinking and, you know, writing a book and doing all these things. And, you know, that's where I kind of am at now with my life, because what happened was, you know, almost 2 years ago, I hit the brakes really hard and I stopped and I looked at myself. And yes, I had an awakening, but everybody can wake up. Don't think that you just have to, you're not picked, you're not chosen, it's just, I went through so much crap in my life that the amount of pain and where I was with my ex and stuff like that, I said, all right, this is enough. I don't like this anymore. This game is not fun. I will give up everything. I will change everything about myself. I want a new life. I don't want to do this no more. And granted, at the time, I thought I was going to be able to bring my wife and my kids on the journey, you know, but unfortunately, I'm married 13 years younger, and, you know, she's nowhere near ready to take the next steps in life of what you need to be. Like, you need to become a total different version of yourself. And, you know, the biggest things is you have to love everything about life. You know, you have to detach from every emotion besides love. So even enemies, you have to love them. Exes that drove you crazy at one point in time that maybe you still battle with, you have to love them. And hey, guess what? You can email me, ericnewyouguru@gmail.com. I can help you out with any crazy baby mama drama, any of that stuff. You know, I really came out of mine really, really, like, very simple. And the old me, no way. I would have ripped somebody's head off by now. But the new me knows that if you want greatness in your life, you got to stop worrying about everybody else's life. That's number one. You know, you got to start looking around at the people you're friends with. You know, are they adding logs to your fire, as Will Smith would say, or are they pissing on it? Right? If they're pissing on it, it's time to change the people you associate with. You know, me, right now I'm just Lone Ranger, right? Because Anytime I even let somebody from my past get near my life, they're talking about some damn drama, something I don't want to hear about, because I understand all the rules of engagement. You have to really have a knowing that your life is going to change for a better. You have to have a knowing that it's already on its way. You're already living in it, in your brain. And as you do that, it will come your way. You know, I mentioned on the last podcast that I recently got let go from basically the digital marketing sales I was doing, which, you know, when I started, I was called a coach. And, you know, that kind of led to where I'm at now in life. And that's the reason why I believe in synchronicity. And you have to go here to get here and get here and get here. And don't ever look at something falling apart as a bad thing. Like when I was in Palm Harbor and the guy that hired me for Tint, it wasn't what he said it was going to be. I went into a whole new different career with no promises that it was going to work. No backup plan, no nothing. I just went for it. And I seen it in my head and I made it happen. And yeah, it got to the point where it was just too much. And, you know, with the kids around and trying to make calls, and I was getting unhappy. But it wasn't the unhappiness. It was the thoughts that I already had put in my head of with where I wanted to go. But, you know, if you watch the movie The Secret on Netflix, you'll see a part in there where a guy takes a dollar bill and puts zeros on it for $100,000. And I told myself a couple things when I did this practice. I said, I will make no less than $100,000 this year. No less than $100,000 this year. And I'm going to have $100,000 a month soon, right? Don't put no dates on nothing. Just throw it out in the universe. Let's see what happens, right? Well, then all of a sudden, there's just weird things that happened with the marketing company that kind of struck some bad chords. And I kind of felt some bad juju coming my way. And you know what? You want to know what it was? I'll tell you what it was. I was not going to make $100,000 this year with that company. It just wasn't going to happen. And I put it out in the universe that I am going to make no less than $100,000 before 2020. So that had to happen. Now, what's the game plan? I know what the game plan is, right? I'm going to be a great life coach, right? I'm going to coach people. I'm going to change their lives. The word's going to get out. I'm not even going to have to advertise. It's just going to grow and grow and grow. I'm going to write a book. I'm going to start doing webinars. I'm going to start speaking on stages. And I'm going to do what everybody else did who started out as a coach. You know, like Jim Rohn. Jim Rohn was a coach. And, you know, he turned out to be one of the greatest speakers of all time, where Tony Robbins used to go and watch him. You know, biggest word of advice, again, I can give you all is start getting the knowledge, the education. I will be working with another digital company here soon. It is founded by a very good friend of mine, and it's a whole different world. It's not anything like the last company. This is all built on the principles that I speak into this thing all the time. This is all mindset. This is how to take your humdrum life and flip it around and climb that damn ladder. And keep in mind, like, if you plan on really succeeding, you want to unplug from the 80% misery that we have in the country of people with regular jobs. Basically, what that means is 80% of the population are unhappy with their present employment. Huge number. It's the reason why life coaching is really a great career path. But, you know, you have to prepare everybody. So that's one thing I would say. The biggest thing to your success, if you're married and you know you want to see your marriage go forever, because honestly, there's no need to throw in the towel on somebody you spend a shit ton of time with, because guess what? Unless you're going to find the twin flame soulmate the next time around, if you get right back into another karmic relationship, you're going to deal with the same damn issues, because the healing starts with you. And you know, that's a whole different subject. A whole different subject. But, you know, this is just some stuff that was on my mind right now with really, if you want the universe to give you great stuff, you gotta, number one, you can't have a bad thought, like, at all. Like, when you do that, you're willing shit towards you. You really gotta keep your mind is the most important part. Like, you have to stay laser focused. And even through the hard times, like, I have hard times right now. I am honest on here. I am down to $14 in my bank account. And my cell phone bill is due tonight, all kinds of stuff. And I just know that it'll all work out. I can say that now, where before I would still get that little butterfly feeling in my stomach. You know what I mean? Where now it's just like, I know it's going to work out. And as soon as I made that decision today, we have a bunch of cars booked for window tint tomorrow, which I also do that for those who don't know. I'm training a young man to hopefully take the business over. If I can get him to fully commit, that would change his life also. But, you know, just always, always look for the light, right? Don't dive into the bad stuff. It's way too easy to get sucked into the negative stuff. If you're associating with negative people, cut them off. If your Facebook is full with people who are negative, cut them off. You will not miss them. There are 1 billion active users on Facebook that log in every single day. Go find yourself some new friends. You can load up your Facebook to 5,000 of them. Add all positive people. Get on LinkedIn. Start networking with professionals, right? And really look deep to see what your passion is. But again, you know, it starts with you. It ends with you. It's more of a mind game than a physical game. And once you figure it out, it's a beautiful thing. And, you know, start asking yourselves the questions, you know. Look in a mirror. Are you looking at the version of yourself that you want to be? Or does the version of yourself want to go sit on a yacht, you know? You want to drive a Ferrari. I don't know what your goal is. My goal is to live this life the fullest as possible. And I used to give myself a money blockage by stating stupid things like, it's not about the money. Because, you know, I was living in a poverty mindset. Yeah, I kicked that thing to the curb. It is about the money. Give me the damn money. Show me the damn money. I'm coming for the money. I love money. I am money. That's the way you got to be. No more that BS of you feel bad. Money is just energy. There's no limitation to money. What you see on TV about we're this in debt and we're that in debt, and it's scarcity mindset. You're being programmed to live in a scarcity type of life. Stop watching television. For real. It's the devil. Start educating yourself. Audible. Best thing I ever invested in. Since August, I've been through 30 books, some of them trilogies, some of them 40 hours long, and it's changed my life. So whoever's listening, love y'all. Keep listening. I got to go to the gym, get my workout on. And yes, love y'all. Peace.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.